Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Landry. Do need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to see if I had any wages eligible for unemployment through Alabama. I got one payout. I don't know what it was about. One payout for like $270, and that was it. Can I give you my information, and can you check and see if I've got any funds available for unemployment?
I won't be able to see that information for questions regarding your existing claim. It's going to be for the inquiry department. The phone number is 1-800-361-4524.
Hold
the number opens up.
You can't. Okay, go ahead.
The phone number opens up at 5 p.m. for you to schedule a next business day phone call appointment. And I would recommend calling right at 5 p.m. because the appointments do fill up fast. The phone number is 1-800-361-4524.
Okay. What can I find out through the number I've called today?
This phone number is for filing a new unemployment claim.
Well, I guess I think that's what I need to do. I guess that's what I was wanting to know.
Okay, but I won't be able to tell you if you have any funds available.
Okay. Well, I do. I mean, I know I've probably got 30,000. But anyway, yeah, I guess I do need to file a new claim because I haven't been getting anything. So what do I need to do that with you?
One moment, please.
Okay.
Social Security number.
491-909975.
First and last name.
Stephen Mitchell, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Date of birth.
3469.
License number.
What?
License number.
I can't understand. Say it one more time, please.
License number.
License number. AL 707-9334.
Mother's maiden name.
Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yes.
Do you understand and knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
In what?
Receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Another state. Yes, Kentucky.
Have you worked in the, for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I don't know what that means.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, I don't think so.
Has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No.
Have you worn different identities?
Hello, what?
Have you worked under a different name or social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
What's your email address?
I can't say again.
What's your email address?
Oh, okay. RIGGS24@comcast.net.
RIGGS24?
Yes.
What's your phone number?
256-577-4574.
The license number that you provided, is that an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
What's your race?
Caucasian.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's the highest level you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 180 days? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you serve on active duty in the United States more than 180?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
What's your residential address?
332 Brookside Drive, BROOKSIDE, Brookside Drive, Killen, Alabama 35645.
What city was that?
Killen, K-I-L-L-E-N, 35645.
Residential.
Say again.
Address and mailing address.
Same. Did you ask me mailing address? It's the same. Yes. Yes. Come again.
What's the work description? Last job.
What was the what?
Work description for your last job.
Oh, okay. I work for a TVA outages working through a Union Local 65 machinist.
You're a machinist?
Yes.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes. And our union hall usually is the one that provides us with the work. I'm just in between jobs.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
Through union, yes.
Union.
Excuse me. Hello. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Okay, what is your union hiring hall number or name?
Local 65. Machinists and aerospace workers.
You said aerospace workers?
Yeah, local 65 machinists and aerospace workers.
Do you have the union hall number?
Phone number?
No, there's a number attached to the union hall.
65.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Full-time work?
Yes.
Have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been what?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
How many miles? I don't know, 40.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Lowest? When we start off at, we start off our pay rate through the union is about 42.
So that's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I know. I mean, I would be willing to take less than that, probably 25.
Own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No and no. Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Or is it?
Yes, I can't hear you. That's the last one.
Are you receiving a pension from the employer you worked for in the same month?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last year?
Worked in another state? Yes.
Yeah. Was that employer with military or federal government?
No.
Okay, what state and when did you work for them?
In the last, how long you said?
Year, from April 1st of 2023 to March 31st of 2024.
Okay, I worked in Montana, but that was actually paid out through an employer in Alabama. And I worked in Tennessee. Do you need the dates? I was in working in Montana. And like I said, my employer was Alabama, so should I still? But the physical location was Montana. So would that count? Or since the employer's in Alabama, does that not? Do you not need that information?
I'm not exactly sure. The question just asked, have you worked in another state other than Alabama?
Right. I worked in Montana from about March through August of 23. And then August through October, I worked in Tennessee of 23. And then so far this year, in 24, I worked in Tennessee from probably February until May.